You know what I thought was cool about a lot of people are criticizing like Usher, like some people loved it, some people didn't. Dude could roller skate.
I know.
That part was really
Oh my
cool.
God. Celia said he must be a follower on Flannabelle.
Well,
He thinks that's cool because of me. I was like, girl, that ego.
obviously.
Welcome to Talk Like a Mother Parenting Autism Podcast. We are Jen, Kim, Rachel, and Jamie. Take a seat at our table as we share with hope, humor, and honesty.
Hello, welcome to Talk Like a Mother, a Parenting Autism Podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are wrapping up our self-love series with a no-res style episode tonight. We'll talk a little bit about self-love and whatever else comes up in conversation.
And they're going to say, whatever comes out of our mouths.
Yeah, literally though. How's everyone doing tonight?
Okay.
I know, that's a really weird question. We've been talking for like an hour and a half.
Mondays are the craziest.
Oh my God. Goodness gracious.
I actually like when Monday comes. It's like balance. It's like routine and structure again. I know what to expect for the day. It's like.
It's complete and utter devastation for me.
Oh, Kim.
I'm like, another freaking week I got to get through. Did anyone do anything good this weekend?
When we're recording this, we just had the Super Bowl. This will be a couple weeks later, but we mostly did that and then just kind of stayed inside. February, not much.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what Jamie didn't do. Jamie did not meet up with my son, although they were 14 minutes apart all weekend.
I know. I should have gone to the magic card thing. Could
I
you imagine? He'd probably be so annoyed. I listened to this chick's voice so many nights, and now here she is.
I had to move out to get out and get away from it.
Yeah, I got away from it. Got away from my girlfriend's voice, and now I'm hearing Jamie's voice.
Now one of my aunties
hey
showed up
boy.
At my magic game.
I brought
hey
you
boy.
Cookies for your magic card game.
So my son traveled to Colorado. He plays this card game called Magic the Gathering. If you don't know what that is, I don't know how to even explain that. Jamie, do you know how to explain that? I would say like it's like Yu-Gi-Oh and Sarah, Yu-Gi-Oh cards or Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Sort of similar, but like a more grown-up version. He had
but
to
it's like
qualify.
fantasy dragony, like that magic
spelling at each other, but with cards. If you play Pokemon cards, it's kind of like that, but like,
yeah, and it's sort of like aligns with Dungeons and Dragons, but not quite that. Like it's kind of like probably like some sit somewhere in the middle. You have like a deck of cards. You basically play card games, and then you win or lose. You have to qualify for this event. So he had a really rough year where he lost a lot, and he qualified in the very last tournament that you could qualify in and go. But he did really, really well, I guess. He like wins money and stuff. Sometimes he travels everywhere. He went to San
I love
Diego.
That. I mean, it's cool
he's
to have
gone
a hobby that brings you places.
Yeah, he's gone to Canada. You know, he's the weekend before he's getting married, March 15th. Weekend before the wedding, he has a tournament in Pennsylvania. And his girlfriend's like, you better show up for this wedding. So, yeah, so he went there for the weekend.
Yeah, he was so close to me. She, like,
yeah,
showed me on the map because she can see where her son
yeah.
is. I was like,
I can
that
see his
is
location.
Super close to me.
Yeah, and it was his fiance's bridal shower this weekend. So he was not there for the bridal shower because he was in Colorado playing the magic tournaments. I don't think.
But we
and
heard he sent his future wife some beautiful flowers with the sweetest
he did. He
card.
Sent her
He's such a
flowers.
gem. Gimme.
And the bridal shower went really good. It's funny because she's kind of like a little bit insecure. And I'm like, no, literally this card game is the other girl. You do not have to worry about another girl. Like this is like, and they're very focused. Like they go here, you know, they're these like little gaming nerds, you know, they go here and they play these card games and everything's about qualifying for the next event. Like there's no time for anything, you know, anything else. But
there's no hot ladies in these areas. Okay.
Yeah.
And don't worry.
She went to a tournament with him and he's like, she wanted to go. And he's like, well, you can come. And she said, oh, she goes, never again. She said, it was awful. It was so boring. Like, all she
Oh
did
my
was like
God.
Wait around. And like, then she like ended up going back to the hotel and just like sat in the hotel. And she's like, but at least I think she got to see what it was like to like, you know,
stop wondering.
But it was just funny that he was so close to Jamie. Anyways, that
I
was my
think Kimmy
weekend.
Has it on her Find My iPhone. She just guesstimated where he might be sitting in the moment in time.
He lets me follow him on the Find My iPhone. He does that so because he knows I have anxiety. And he didn't let me do it like in his younger years, but now that he's a little bit older and he can't get in trouble by me, he lets me do it, which is nice because if he travels, I just like to see that he gets where he's supposed to be.
Something.
You never stop worrying about your kids, no matter how old they are. But
He probably doesn't want the phone calls. He's like, just track me so I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. I think actually he did it because we were like driving to Florida, like together, like in separate
See,
cars. So it
there's
was like
this
just to.
loophole. Like, he thinks it's a right now, and she knows it's a forever.
Yep. Same thing with my sister too. I track everybody. I mean, the list is long, people. I won't say out loud on this podcast all the
She
people
might be tracking
I
you, listener. She might.
track. I might be tracking you. I mean, there's this funny thing at work when someone's late, I'm like, let me see where they are. But like I'm like, oh wait, I don't track them. Because it's like I track so many people that I actually forget. But yeah, so that's what we did this weekend. We had the bridal shower. It was about an hour away and it was at 11 in the morning. And if you guys have listened to the McIsaac stories, you know we're not the kind of get up and go people. So me and the girls got a hotel close to the house that the bridal shower was at so we could make sure that we were on time. And we still arrived like 11 on the dot. We're actually supposed to go, the girls are going to go a little early to help set up, but we had to stop and get some stuff for them at the liquor store. It didn't open till 10. So I don't know. I'm getting old or something because I'm like just tired from like, why are you tired from going to a hotel? Well, I actually didn't
I
sleep that
went to
good,
a
but that's
hotel this
probably
past
why.
weekend too. I did a polar plunge this past weekend. I was saying when I got home that I'm not sure if it was the bed being a dreamboat or the fact that I'm old and I made some choices with some beverages that like I could have stayed in that bed for a week. I could have stayed in that bed for a week. I mean, I
It
was
is
sleeping with
comfortable in
Chris
those
Lindsay.
beds.
We had like, those beds are
Those beds
comfortable.
are comfortable.
Yeah. And I had one of those guard pillows because I'm a spooner. I'm just, you know, I'm here to say it. I would share a room with you, talk like a mother retreat, but like if I'm a snuggler. So anyways, I could, but anyways, I could have stayed in that bed. It's hard to go to a hotel. In this particular polar plunging, I had to pack like a dry bag for Sealy, a dry bag for me, a snacks bag for the hotel night, of this of that. Like it looked like I was going to Europe for 6 months, but
Like
I went for one
when we
night.
went to the
Like,
retreat, you had more than people
yeah,
that travel from out of town.
that's because I didn't travel for it. So then, like, I brought the stuff that, you know,
You had to
oh
bring
my
everything else for
gosh, it
everyone.
was terrible. But even Chris Lindsay, who's like, I could go to Europe in one backpack. She's like, Rachel, I have 15 bags to go on this one night. I'm like, I know a lot. Anyways, it was fun. Did you know that our team almost raised $13,000 for the Special Olympics
Amazing.
Minnesota?
That's awesome. That's
Amazing.
amazing.
Awesome. It was so cool.
So, explain to our listeners, Rachel, what exactly the polar plunge is if they don't know.
So I am in Minnesota, so the polar plunge here is probably not the same as the polar plunge if you were, say, in Florida. But here we like carve a ice. I'm sorry, the lakes are frozen, so then they like carve a hole in the ice in winters where the ice is thick enough for this. Then they put this apparatus in the water and you like jump in and then you walk across and then go up some stairs and you go into it like a heated tent to whatever. And you basically, as a team, you like fundraise for the Special Olympics. And that's the case from coast to coast. This like fundraiser is pretty national here, or like, I don't know, most communities have one. But in the case of Minnesota 2024, it is so flipping warm here. Like it's been 50 degrees for half of January. It was like insane this winter. So
Us too.
they could not sustain that much people and commotion up on the ice. So we had to walk in, which, you know, like I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't even care how tough you are. When your lady bits get cold in that cold of water, it's like pain. Like it's like too cold, too cold. So you have to like walk in. It was terrible. Because you're making choices, you know, instead of just like jumping and you're like, oh, I'm in, let's leave. Anyways, that's it. That's like it. That's it. You go change into dry clothes and you leave, and the money goes to the Olympics. Our team jumped, sponsored by the More Than Project. So it was cool to be able to just be a pack of autism moms wearing Kate's foundation name and just, you know, working hard to tell the people about her and their mission and also raising money for the Special Olympics. Because
That's
I think
amazing.
all of our kids are going to become athletes together and they're all the Miracle League kids together. And it's just cool. It's cool.
I was very concerned for Sealy's safety because the way Rachel described this to me was not the way it actually. So when I saw the video, I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense because she goes, oh, they cut like a small hole in the ice. And then we like just plunge in and come out. So I'm thinking like a small hole, like literally like the size of like an extra large pizza or something. And I'm like, oh, I don't like the
Oh, it's
sound of
not,
it.
we're not
This,
ice fishing.
but that's,
I gave you
well,
that
you said a
idea where
small
like
hole. So I'm
you
thinking
sink a
they can't just like,
mermaid.
they cut this small hole and you dip in. And I'm like, I don't trust that little mermaid just to dip in. She's gonna probably swim under the ice or something. But it was actually this really big, huge hole in the ice
It
that
was a
they
big
all,
hole.
like multiple people could run in and run out of
It's
the
not a
hole.
large pizza, that's for sure. There were
Yeah.
13 of us that ran in all together. In fact, so Celie, my daughter, Sawyer Swenson, and Ben Minear all ran as well.
Oh, it was
Kim was
so
like,
cute.
is it safe for a child to get in this water? Because it's, I mean, it's cold. It was cold. It was very cold, but it's
Well,
over
and I
50.
always worry about like the ice because I'm a city girl. You don't walk on top of ice because
Yeah.
we don't actually have ponds. We have oceans, and you will not walk
Yeah.
on the ocean. It's like not a good idea. So when we came out to the suburbs and like we're here and like people are like skating on the ice, they're like
Yeah.
sitting on the ice. My brother lived here before
We
me.
have lakes, not rivers, so we'll drive a freaking car on the ice on a regular year, like not
We did
2024, I'll tell you.
they did like a bonfire on the ice. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, what if that ice cracks? What? Because in the city, like you're taught to like never go over like a body of water on ice. Like that's just unheard of. You would never ever do that. Like, but here there, the fire department actually will come and test the ice to make sure it's thick enough. But like, I
Or the
never let my kids
fishermen.
walk
We
on.
have like an auger at the cabin, so you can know that it's like 32 inches
Yeah.
deep right outside the cabin. Like, drive the truck out there.
Because in
Sorry.
Colorado, where I live, you wouldn't walk on the ice ever. Like the lake might freeze over, but it's not. But up in the mountains, they do, like, because it gets cold
Yeah.
enough. Here, it like gets cold enough for a day, but then it warms up too much for it to like
And
be.
I guess because like any of the water you have in the city isn't like outside of the ocean. Well, obviously, Boston is on the ocean, but any other bodies of water are just not like that dense
The
enough, I
deal
guess, to
is that
freeze like
the
that.
deal is how much it flows, right? So like a lake, which is not, if it's not a spring fed lake or you're not in such a elevation where you're close to the sun and it's melty, you know, like here, that ice is getting thick every single frickin' night because it's cold as hell all winter. Cold as hell, that doesn't make sense. It's cold as ever. Okay. I mean, that just did not, right?
It's cold as
But
Elsa.
it's cold as Elsa. It's cold as the north wind, but not this year. Anyways, I'm grateful, but I think that next year and the following, I'm hoping that it's a real winter because I'd rather just jump in and then jump, like, pop right back out like a weeble wobble. Yeah.
That's
Rather
funny.
than walk in, it's like it takes 45 seconds. I'm like, no, thank you. I could be in the half stripped by now. I will say this funny thing because we're an autism parenting podcast is that my daughter, Celie Flanagan, is the, flavor of autism where she does not like any clothing. She does not like clothing. But there's this moment where you have to like change out of your wets into your dries after the plunge in a whole tent of women in like a million degrees because they're trying to keep you warm after that. And she's like, I just can't. I have to. I just can't. I have to. Because it was, I mean, it's terrible. Funny
They're
though.
actually doing it at Lexi School, which is not
Yeah.
near. It's like the suburbs and not the suburbs, if you know what I mean. And they're doing dunk tanks. It's
Like
funny
who?
because you did it. I'm hearing about it like all these other places too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Jen? Jenny Penny?
Weekend was good. I attended my friend's sister's celebration of life. So that was sad for her family. Her sister was 50, same age as me, and she passed away mid-December, December 14th, actually. They just did the celebration of life yesterday or Saturday, pardon me. So we had that. And then that was really it. I spent the day at the vet today. We had a crazy animal house. We had raccoons that ripped our roof apart, literally ripped our roof to get into our house. And then my cat was at the vet today.
I'll send Mary. She's the raccoon whisperer, my
Well, you
sister.
send her right on over here and get him out of my f-ing house. Yeah.
She's
And
a
if
cute
she could
though.
squeeze some anal glands while Yeah,
she's
while she's
there.
there. So then my
Make
cat.
it really
So
worth it. Save her
we
12
may or may
grand.
not cut this. I don't know. My cat has clinically diagnosed his IBS, which is actually IBI. He corrected me today. It's IBI in a cat. We went to a new vet. He's wonderful. Really like him. Super happy. Great clinic. And so I left with a just shy of a $1,000 bill. And I get home and I'm only home for 30 minutes. And my phone rings. And I was like, They are calling to check on my cat. That is so kind. No, they forgot to charge me for a poop sample. That was another $200. They just needed approval to run my credit card again. I was like,
We
just
just need to
that on
confirm
file.
that code on the back, Miss Dunn.
So anyway, I learned a lot about anal gland drainage today in an animal.
God. I will also
FYI.
let you know that that's in your algorithm forever now. It's just
Yeah.
it, you put it there in your search history and now it's in.
A very eventful day. It's Monday. And we have Valentine's Day in 2 days. I'm so excited to give Kaya her stuff.
Do you guys give your kids a lot for Valentine's Day? I just give my kids like a candy.
I do. Well,
Yeah.
I bought her a Wish makeup kit. It's really cute. It's in
Oh, yeah, she loves that.
like the thingy. And she likes to play Uno, so I got her Wish Uno cards. And
Oh.
then she ordered this, but she's not expecting it to come for a long time, and it came really early. The toadette, but the blue, the
God, I
boys
love when
version.
that happens.
Toad, the blue and white hat. She only has three of the female ones. So of course, she needed a male one. And that came early. So I'm gonna put that in there. So yeah, I'm excited
I
for that.
do some like freshy socks on these half the holidays. You know, like some little heart socks or whatever. But I try and put together outfits. Like, 'cause she gets, I mean, my daughter's about a spirit week. So we just make it all hearts, all red, all the pink, all
That's
week long.
awesome. Do you remember the bedding I bought Rachel years ago? And you're like,
Yeah.
"Does that say Happy Valentine's Day?" I was like,
Yeah, girl.
"Oh man,
Wasn't
it does." It was like
it
I just
like
saw the
black and
one
white stripes
side.
with flowers and kisses on one side? And then it's like, Happy Valentine's Day,
Valentine's
Paris.
Day on the other.
Wasn't
I'm
it
totally
Paris?
gonna suit it up for Wednesday. I'm
Yeah.
gonna bust it out. Yeah.
Flip it over.
Oh
It's
my God,
that side of
that's
the
so.
duvet day.
Yeah. Oh, and I watched my first Super Bowl ever. And I'm not a
Thank you,
huge Taylor. I mean, I
Taylor.
like Taylor Swift, but like I'm not a big Swiftie. But I watched the Super Bowl. It was also the most televised event in TV history, by the way. And
So,
they say, obviously, people
yeah.
tune in to see her.
I
So
did
that's
not watch the
cool.
Super Bowl. I watched a movie. But my brother-in-law watched the Super Bowl next to us, and he gave us the play-by-plays, like when it was tied, first down, this, how many seconds are left? So it was kind of like we watched it.
I don't get
Do
it. I don't
there's
understand
this
why you
catch at
watch
the very
rivalry.
end that I got to watch on the news this morning because I didn't finish the game. I kind of like watched it scosh. And the guy was like, you know, the catcher. It's like Mahomes is throwing, and then this other fella is catching. And then he's like, I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I'm like, oh my God, I've been there. You know, and you're just like, and then all of a sudden everybody's celebrating. You're like, what the hell happened? But
Because
he's like,
he
oh,
won
we
the game.
just won the
He
Super
sealed the
Bowl.
deal. Yeah.
He
I
goes,
was
I
on the
winked
edge of my
out.
seat. I
I'm
was
like,
like,
oh, are
what?
you podcasting? Because that happens to me every Monday He
night.
gets it. I've watched Super Bowls in the past. I just didn't happen to watch this one. And yeah, I mean, I can be like, handle it. Oh my God. Oh my God,
No,
it's
and I'm
so
not even a football
intense.
fan. And I was like,
I
literally freaking out.
like
Where
when your town, like when your team is in the Super Bowl, it's like,
Yes.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy.
We're big Super Bowl people. Well, I mean, we're big on football, but we watch the Super Bowl every year in college. I always threw like a huge Super Bowl party. So we're really into it. We get all the snacks and everything. But I'm also that person, like any sport, even if even my team's in and they win, I'm so excited. I feel so bad for the other players. Like, I literally want to cry for them because they look so
Oh,
sad.
I know, me too. It is, And it's then they
awful.
also like work their keister off. You
Yeah.
know, third place would blow too, where you like just didn't even get there. Like what, like
Yeah.
the,
Yeah,
oh.
you missed the, you like you didn't win the playoff. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. There are some pretty cute moments that were caught on the camera. There is some cute stuff.
I like Taylor Swift's music. He's a funny guy. I actually think his podcast with his brother is really funny. I love his brother. Jason Kelsey's hilarious. But it just kind of reminds me of like the cheerleader and the
His
quarterback.
wife is
Yeah.
adorable. Jason Kelsey's wife.
I'm
She's
like, oh,
adorable.
Drew Barrymore would play you in this movie. Like,
It's
I've seen this one before.
funny
Yes.
I like seeing their mom there all the time. She's turned into a little star on her own. She did a ton of Super Bowl like
I'll tell
pre-ad
you,
stuff.
last year
I
she
don't.
became a big star because both her sons were on different teams in the Super Bowl.
Teams, yeah.
There was this Today Show situation that she was on when she was showing like her Super Bowl coat that, or I'm sorry, like her football, like I love both teams coat or something. And it's like this side's blue and this side's orange.
Yeah,
I made that up. I have no
I
friends.
remember that. I actually remember her double jacket.
Green and red, but close.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Feeling
Well,
right.
it was just so funny because my brother-in-law wanted the 49ers to win because he does not like that Patrick Oh. Mahomes at all. Mahomes. Because he's He appears to be a spoiled brat from the footage we've seen. Don't know him personally. And then my husband wanted them to win just because he didn't want John's team to win. So
Again, I'm not a big football
was
girl,
just so funny.
but is it because he's not big, that Patrick Mahomes? Like, he's not big, like Travis Kelce, big man.
Quarterbacks usually aren't big like Tom Brady.
And
He's not
they're
big.
like saying that like he's super duper fast and like he was the one that would like save the game. They just had to
But
get the
he's a good
ball. Oh my
player.
God, Jen's first football game was a Super Bowl. Let's just say Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
These are premier, like at the toppity There's
peak.
just been a lot of instances where he doesn't show good sportsmanship, which is kind of like, I mean, sports
Oh, that's
101. That's what you're
shaky.
teaching them.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you teach the kids, you know? I mean, stakes are high. They get upset, but it's like, and you get
Oh my
cameras in
God,
your
you sound
face.
like
But
you're
like,
giving the Pee Wee's coach
I mean,
pep
I'm
talk.
just saying, with those nasty little comments stay and those attitudes stay, like they're on the internet forever. So.
And his wife, she's turned into a little star of her own. She's that Sports Illustrated cover thing right before the Super Bowl. And yeah.
Yeah, I did like that he stuck up for his wife at the
Listen, she liked
Hoosiers.
banging in that bikini so people can shut up. She has two children and she looks
He
amazing.
goes, I don't care, why to you, she's my wife. I'm like, well,
Good for
there you go
him.
then.
Good for him. Yeah, I heard she got some flack about that.
I saw this meme that said yesterday that said, oh my gosh, Taylor's boyfriend is going to play football at the Usher concert.
Yeah.
And then I saw another one that's like, if we don't win this, Taylor's going to break up with me and write a whole album about it.
It was
Oh,
when he was
that's when he
yelling
was
at
yelling
his
up when he was yelling at the
coach.
coach. Yeah.
So anyway, it was a great first football game for me.
Yes.
Good
Good
thanks
job,
for the
Jen.
entertainment, boys.
She goes with big.
I love that. Like your first game is like the precipice of the whole season. You're like, you're gonna be really bored when you watch
Well,
the
just to be
first
clear, I
season
couldn't
of
follow it very
the
well because
first
all of
game
a
of the
sudden
season.
I'm like, oh, it went from 6 to 13. I don't get these. I didn't see anybody score anything. I don't know why these numbers are going up.
I know. I used to get really confused about like first down, second down, and by the time I like grasped the concept, like it would be over, and then the next year it would come, and I'd have to like relearn all over
I'm like Ice Spice, play by play, just somebody explaining it to her. I'm like, that's
again.
me. Could you pan to that box, please?
They should air like the Taylor fans version.
They had a Nickelodeon version, and Dora would pop up and explain all the rules. So she'd
No
be like,
way,
"A
really.
first down is blah blah blah." Jen, you should have watched that one. Darn
Oh,
it.
I would have needed that one too. That's funny. My dad was a big sports guy, so when my dad was alive, he would like do all the explaining and like
Well, Kaya's dad's a
crazy.
big 49er fan, so quite frankly, Taylor or Kelce, I didn't care. I was like, whatever team he's rooting for, I want the other one to win. And they
Oh, because
cheer
you
for,
and
because
Neil.
he's,
Yeah, because he's from California.
he's California, so he's a big
Makes sense. Makes
49ers.
sense. Yeah, so it's always exciting just to see the halftime show, but I didn't watch it this year. I didn't care enough.
Oh, it was so good. I love
I do
Usher.
think okay. I think Alicia. I mean, everyone's gonna find something to complain about. No one's ever gonna be happy, but that'll. I
Yeah.
mean, not sure. I came here. Came here thinking he doesn't do it for me, but he's a great performer, and I really like Alicia Keys.
I do
I
too.
love Alicia. I
Oh.
like her old stuff too. Like I actually listen to her quite a bit. I like Alicia Keys.
Me too.
That is not how she sounds.
My cable's not working, so like we can't watch the regular channels. We can only watch like the Netflix and Prime and that stuff.
Yeah,
I
Paramount
don't know
Plus.
why we have to have the cable company come out, and I just don't want to deal with it. So,
Well, on Paramount Plus is the one where they had the Dora. I mean, they had the regular version too, but they also have the Nickelodeon version.
well, where do you even watch a football game nowadays? I wouldn't even know. And do they play on the regular stations still or no?
Yes, there was a couple. Well, there was one game this season that they only played, I think, on Peacock, and people were really upset about it because they think it should be on a channel that everyone can access and not have to sign up for Peacock or whatever.
Can I give an update? Because we've been doing our in the middle of our series up, or I mean sit down. There's more episodes between our series. That's what I was trying to say. Jamie talked about this show called The Traitors on her TV and movie review. And I'm telling you what, I am through the first season about it.
I'm not even through the first season.
It's so bad. I
Yes.
can't
If
remember
you're
the
like
name
a
of the
little
movie
bit
we
trash
watched.
TV and a little bit Dateline, and like you like the movie or the kind of games like Clue, you'd like this show.
It's good.
Extracted? Is that a movie? I don't
What?
know. Yesterday I watched it. I can't even remember the name of it. Extraction. Extraction? John, what was the name of that movie?
What Cyrus had today, not your
I
movie.
that, extra, Thor, the guy who plays Thor, Chris
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Yeah, he was in it. He played the guy. It was pretty good. It was very violent though. So if you don't like violence, don't watch that movie. A lot of action. I had a lot of like I'm just, for some reason, the fighting bothers me, like the shooting, all that stuff, I'm fine with. But as we're watching it, I'm like, oh, it's like, what are you
Oh
doing?
my God,
It's
Simba's
like
pain.
every time my head's like whooping, like I'm getting hit. It's like a virtual reality game for me, I guess.
So how did everyone feel about this series? Did you learn anything? Do you feel like you have more self-love? Did you learn anything from Zoe? I thought she was a great
I
interview.
learned I can eat whatever I want. I had
I was
two
gonna say, we
cupcakes
have a
today.
shirt
I'm
that
just
says,
kidding.
Lily said so. I
I'm
can eat.
supposed to be on day one of a strict, strict, strict diet, opposite of what Zoe said, but I gotta make sure I can fit into a wedding a dress for this wedding. Today didn't go so well. I ended it at
Tomorrow's my new day one.
Well, no, because it's snow, we're getting snowed in tomorrow. Well, I don't know if we are. So we got like chips and salsa and dip, and I'm like, well, it looks like Wednesday's day one. I came home and had two
That doesn't
cupcakes.
work either. How's Thursday looking?
I came home, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna give myself grace.
Oh,
If I
now
end
Zoe
up
kicks in.
if I end up wearing a bed sheet for a dress, then so be
Whatever. You birthed him. Make sure it's
Go up
navy.
however you want.
Put some pearls on with that, you'll be fine.
So yeah, so I had the 7 steps to loving yourself. I figured I can go over these real quick just to give everyone a reminder. Number one, some of them are funny. One of these lists said fish for compliments. That was actually step two. Like I'm really not on board with this list, people. I'm gonna find a different one. So it says stop being so mean, which we obviously said to ourselves. Take care of yourself. I'm like, we're actually really smart people because we also said that. Prioritize what's important. That is very hard to do as a mom. Sometimes I feel like that is hard. That's hard for
I'm
me.
like important to who? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend time with people who fill your cup. I mean, I think this is so important. Change how you think, which is something I feel like we just all need to work on, which is just trying to be more positive and more forgiving, to ourselves and to others. Notice the good things, which is very simple, but I feel like it's so easy to explode on the bumps in the road and to like get stuck into like the bad things that happen and the hard things that happen, that it's sometimes you kind of overlook the good. So I thought that was actually good advice. And understand that this takes time. It's always, I think, a work in progress. They say progress, not perfection. Just, I think giving yourself grace is just really, really important. So we all give each other grace, but we don't really do it as much for ourselves, I think it's hard to like get yourself into that mindset. And like I kind of ebb in and out of it, at different times. It's just like self-care. I know that's like a hot topic in our community because it's like we don't always have time for it, but like, it could be just like watching a TV show or talking to a friend or, it doesn't have to be a spa day.
Our listeners probably know that Celie goes to respite with my friend Chris. And I was talking to her recently about whether or not C should come over for that particular night. We were hitting a real bad patch and whatever. And she's like, Rach, remember the best thing that happened to you when you were, when things were so critical and you were in the hospital? What was the biggest thing that you came out of the hospital with? And I was like, oh, sleep. And she was like, yes, sleep and water and eating. Like you just take the night. Like it's so basic. When you're so fried, it's the basic stuff that's gonna fill your need or like fill your cup. I'm tired. I'm like, what's it gonna fill, Rachie?
Self-love, fill your need.
Self-love.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that and we did a self-care episode way back when, I can't remember. And that's what I said. I was like, I feel like our self-care is often like just the basics, which sounds so crazy to other people, but it really is like, did I drink water today? Did I
Right.
do this? Like starting at that level of like functioning, which is like kind of sad to like think of at the same time, but it does help. It's just hard to be able to do that when you are so worried about someone else. I think that was my
Or
biggest
so
takeaway.
wound up.
Yeah. Well, my biggest takeaway from the series was like just a self-reflection. And I mean, this is something I realize about myself, but I'm so caught up in my kids. Right now it's really big on my daughter because it's just her diagnosis this year. Like things just keep popping up and new things keep happening. And I get so down about it because like I feel it tenfold. Because it's happening to my child, but I also feel more out of control. And I don't know, it's just this realization about how it just brings such another element to it, this like loving myself when I just innately feel like a failure at a very base level with both my kids. I've gone through this thing where I really blame myself for their diagnoses and how hard that is when it's like feels like such an outside thing. It's not like, oh, I hate myself because of this. And I mean, I do have those things, but I also like this core thing where like I'm angry at myself somehow. Like, I know I didn't cause any of this. I know it's not exactly my fault, but I feel like somehow I'm being like punished because like I can't handle this in certain ways. And it's this really hard thing that I have to work on and have to be like vigilant about, like, okay, I can do what I can for my kids. And I've had like several friends I've talked to, and like,
That snowballs so fast.
yes, you're doing what you can and you're being, I mean, I know I'm being a good mom, I'm taking the steps, but like it just sucks at the same time. It's been hard.
And like snowballs fast, I mean that you can feel good on a Monday morning, and at Monday you realize you like didn't get the wash out of the washer, so you didn't really accomplish the thing that you thought, and then you're snowballing. Or like the school nurse calls and you let it go to voicemail because you're prioritizing managing something. I mean, just like it can plummet so quick.
Yeah, it's so dependent on practitioners doing certain things and all stuff. So then you're sitting in this weird limbo on wait lists or on this or on that. And it's like you feel so out of control and like kind of dumb about things because you don't know what to do next. And then that really eats at your self-confidence and those mothering instincts that you feel so questionable about because you don't know what to do. So I
Well,
don't
and
know.
it's hard because it's like you don't, it's not like there's nobody to blame, but it's like I feel like we're always searching for like a reason, an explanation. And when we can't find one on the outside, for some reason, we just like naturally turn it on the inside.
These things too don't even have a solution. We're used to problems that have a solution, or like problems I use loosely. Solution I use like in the opposite of that. It's like we have real issues here. They will never actually get better. The getting better is like acceptance, not that it's going to change, you know?
Well, me and Isaac, we always joke about how we're going to win the lottery one day, but we don't really even actually play the lottery. But, you know, like whenever it's a TikTok and it's like advice on what to do with you in the lottery, I send it to him. You're not gonna win. But like I was talking to them about that recently. I was like, even if we had billions of dollars, that doesn't solve our problem. Like, that's a like hard realization. It's like money doesn't even fix the issues that come up in our lives. Yes, it would make some things easier. I will take it if anyone wants to give me millions of dollars, I will take it. But
Or send her a ticket. You could send her a lottery ticket. She'd be willing
well,
to watch
because
out
I
for
will
the numbers.
scratch. You know what else happens if, like, I feel like when you have money
Scratch.
is then you feel like crap because it's like you have money and you have access to all these things that other people don't, but you still feel miserable. So then it's like, then you just feel like crap about that. So I feel like there's just like no way to get out from under like that part of it. You know, it's just, it's like when you're depressed and you feel like it's for no reason. When you're like, oh, I have this, I have all these blessings in my life, I have everything's good, but like you don't mentally feel good. It's, you almost have like a guilt about that because you're like, what's wrong with me that I can't,
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Spirals. It's like one thing happens and
I'm
then
just imagining. I don't know.
Kim read a book about it.
But well, like I think about like even if we had jillions of dollars, it's not gonna cure my daughter. There's things in life that it's like you have to find that in yourself to heal from it and to figure it out and have the self-confidence. I'm always gonna be sad about certain things and I'm always gonna have to do this and that. And it takes work. I think
And
therapy,
it's
you know, like it's like go get therapy. That doesn't fix everything. You have to do the work.
so hard when you have like these external issues like we have with our kids that are just ongoing, you know, that even when things are better, we're still making so many accommodations and doing so many things for it to be at that level. And it never stays. It never stays at that level. Like she's, this kid is like off the chains. It's just everything is triggering her. Her anxiety is so bad. Like she's just losing her shit all the time. Like it's just so frustrating. Like, you know, and it's hard to like keep up that momentum and not get sucked into that because it's like, obviously it's about her, but it also affects everybody in the house, you know? If I told you like, this is just like such a minor thing, but like Lexi, my daughter, who's 19 and has ADHD, is in school and she likes to do all these things to like help herself get organized for school. She's very much like a Rachel where she'll like make like color-coded this and color-coded that. Nothing. Alyssa rips stuff off the wall and
Long
she
hot
can't
dates
have.
at the office, Max.
So she has just a calendar, just a regular old calendar that she hung on her wall. Alyssa lost her mind. She had to take it down. So now it's on her desk. So Lexi's been crossing off the days as they come. So Saturday, she hadn't crossed off Thursday and Friday. Alyssa went and crossed off Thursday and Friday, but nothing else. And she's like, oh, wow, like that was great. Like, how does she even know what the days are? Then we come back from the bridal shower and all that, and she X all the days out, which is like X over all the assignments. She's written out all the stuff, which it's not like the end of the world, obviously, but it's just like, it's just frustrating to have something that you put all that work into and she doesn't know. I'm sure that in her brain she was like, oh no, all these spaces have to have X's, they can't be like left blank. But it's just,
she's,
you know,
like, you're welcome, sis.
My other daughter's car broke down that we drove to the bridal shower. Thank God it broke down in our town on the way home, so Neil was able to easily come and like help us. But so my daughter came back to the house, she lost her mind, she's screaming, my daughter's trying to eat, she's yelling, and she's already upset that her car died. Like, it just layered. Feels like it never ends sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to have like a sense of normalcy sometimes, and it's just so hard. Not that we can never have it, but it just seems like, you know. And then she just feeds off everything, so it's like, if you're frustrated that she's yelling, she gets more upset. It's just like, it's just like a never-ending cycle, it feels like. She did not want me on my phone. I was like, she was screaming her head off, and Neil's like, she doesn't want you on your phone. I had to go take my phone and go in the other room. I mean, that wasn't a hardship really, but no, but it's like, she's getting so controlling. It's like, you can't do anything without, well, you can do it, but then she's gonna, you know, be throwing herself on the floor screaming. It's just so hard to
maintain
that. Well,
so you're the one like managing your own like mental health and your own mm-hmm. process and your own whatever, and then we live with like a giant variable.
Yeah,
you know. And it's hard to manage yourself and do all that self-reflection mm-hmm. while all that's going on, because you're like, I can't even manage anything.
I was thinking, well,
you can't
about,
even think
you
straight
know,
right? It's like, yeah, you can't even think straight.
Zoe's just such a beautiful speaker, and I started listening to her podcast and I just think she's fantastic. But like, the thing that sticks with me the most is the transition within her to listen to her body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a, like, it is like the fundamental root of what I like, the work that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on different levels. And like, as a mom, I feel like we have so many facets that need to be like hitting all the cylinders, you know. And then it's like your mental health, your image of yourself, the way that you, I mean, all of the different parts of the episodes we've covered this series, it's like, man, you have to be listening at each of those systems to keep it all going, like to keep it together, my inner self, my outer self, my, like how I'm fueling my body, how I'm recovering, how I'm, if I'm spending time, if that's a treadmill, if that's a like laying down, like being mindful about all those things. It's just a lot of goddamn output.
And then trying to improve yourself on top of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even accept yourself. Like, it's, I mean, that it sounds like it would be easier, but it just is not either. You know, man alive.
We're real positive.
We're f-ing tired.
I know. It comes really just giving yourself grace sometimes. You know, I think that's just, for me, what's key is just, you know, trying to let things go and not fixate on them. Even if I'm doing it at the time, like I lost my patient big time with Alyssa the other night because I had ended up taking a nap. It was like a weird nap where I slept like 6 to 9:30. So then I was awake and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do some things that I want to do. And I came out into the kitchen. She didn't want me out here because now she doesn't, when she's in bed, she doesn't want anybody else anywhere in the house. It's just not realistic. Like, sorry. She sat next to me, I mean, inches from my face, screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, do not scream at me. Like, go into your room. And then like Neil came out and it was a whole thing. And I was just like, you know, I just kind of lost my patience, which I really try not to do when she's dysregulated, because it just doesn't help. It's just like, now everybody's just dysregulated. But like, I was like, why? And Neil's like, why don't you just go to bed? And I'm like, because I don't want to go to bed. I want to sit out here and have some time to myself. I never get time for myself. Like, yeah. I mean, I did when I was napping, I guess. You know, I want to.
Kim just says that she wasted 3 hours sleeping.
Yeah, it's like, I want to do what I want to do here. And what I want to do is I want to work on the schedule for work. And then I wanted to spend some time writing. I have not had any time to spend writing the book at all lately. So it's like, I want to like do that. And it's like, I couldn't do either one of those things, which neither thing was like that big of a deal. But it's just the fact that like I end up going into the room because like, well, now I'm all aggravated and frustrated. So like, I just end up going to bed. But it's just like, it's just so aggravating. But then I feel bad because like, I shouldn't be yelling at her. Like, she doesn't understand. But at the same time, she can't control the whole house. Like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Oh, this is what happened. She banged her leg on the chair and she was rubbing her thigh because it like hurt.
Yeah.
And she literally had a pinhole. I mean, teeniest hole in her pants. Now she wanted her pants off, but like didn't want her pants off. But what she wanted was she wanted the pants on her body with no hole, which like there was no way to make that happen. And then she's shuffling around the drawers. She's looking for a sewing kit. I know exactly what she was doing, but like it's so tiny you couldn't even have sewed it. Like it literally was the teeniest hole. And I just ended up going in though. She was just like yelling and throwing herself on the floor. And I was like, I'm all set. It's like went in the other room. And I'm like, hopefully she snaps out of it.
It's hard. Sometimes you have to step away to like regulate yourself to like, you know, because it's and not going to help the situation.
There's no solution. Like I can't give her the solution that she wants. And like, it's so hard because like with that communication piece, like her being nonverbal, she can only understand so much. So it's like, you can't like really talk her through these things because she doesn't understand. And when she's upset, her understanding drops even more.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with Kira. It's like, I feel awful that she's just screaming in her face just because she's here. Like this is her house. She has every right to be here. But like, and I swear to God, Alyssa goes, I don't like you. I heard her say it like in the middle of her screams. And I'm like, and it's not Kira. Like, I know it's not. It's just the fact that she just thinks like she's out of place.
Yeah.
We were already, me and Lexi already gone for the night. So that was already like different. So like now for the three of us to come back, probably it just kind of like set her
threw her off. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just hard. It's hard. And then I feel bad. And then I feel guilty. But then it's like, I try to like learn to not like, you know, just kind of let it go. Like this, I'm only human, you know. I really want to just be Alyssa and be the one screaming and throwing myself on the floor sometimes. So that's our take on self-love, I guess. And the Super Bowl and our weekend and everything else. So
2 weeks later, everyone.
Yeah.
This comes out the 26th. You know what, everyone? Today, the day this actually comes out, happy birthday, Rachel. It's Rachel's birthday.
This comes out on her birthday?
So happy birthday, Rachel Flanagan. Guys, just give yourself grace, forgive yourselves, you know, just as Jen says, on you go. We hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Bye everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Talk Like a Mother Parenting Autism podcast. If you are enjoying our podcast, make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen. And if you'd like to support us, you can become a subscriber. Just check out the description of this episode. Give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for more content, and we'll see you next time.